I tell you, it may be raining outside, but it's sunshining in here because of God's Son. James, I'm so glad that you told me that you brought the Lord with you this morning. Excited, I'm telling you, he's in the house. You know, I was talking to an old cowboy friend of mine the other day, and he said, you know, he says, I have to tell you about an experience that I had going to church a couple of Sundays ago. And I said, well, man, let her rip. What happened? He said, you know, I went into this church, and he said, I walked in, and he said, you know, my clothes were clean. I had on my jeans, my shirt, and my boots, but, you know, they were a little bit ragged, but everything was clean. He said, and I walked into this church. He said, and when I sit down, everybody moved away from me. Nobody sit next to me. Nobody talked to me. Nobody welcomed me. He said, I was just sitting there all alone. And he said, you know, after the preacher got through preaching, he said, I got up and I started walking out, and he kind of motioned for me to come up to him and talk to him. And he said, you know, before you come back again, he said, I want you to talk to God and ask him what would be appropriate clothes for you to wear in worship. Would you do that for me? And my old cowboy buddy said, yeah, I'll do that. So next week came around, next Sunday, he walks into the church wearing the same old clothes, same jeans, had his hat in his hand, his Bible. Everything was the same. He sat down, and everybody did the same thing. They moved away from him. Nobody again talked to him. Nobody welcomed him. Nobody said nothing to him. Evidently, it must have ticked the preacher off, because he came to him after the service, and he said, you know, I thought I asked you to speak to God about what you ought to be wearing when you come back to our church. And the old cowboy said, well, I did. And he said, well, what did God say? He said, well, sir, God told me that he didn't have a clue what I should wear here when I come to your church, because he said he's never been in your church. What kind of church do we want to be? Do we want to be that kind of church to where that someone that's wearing jeans and a shirt and an old ragged hat and a worn-out Bible, God forbid that would be us. Let's look in Matthew 18, starting in verse 3. Matthew 18:3. Jesus kind of talks about this here. Jesus got a little child with him, and he's sitting there, and he says, I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. But if you cause one of these little ones who trust in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Everybody know what a millstone is? It's a big, giant stone that they grind up stuff with. It can be corn, it can be grain, it can be anything. It's stuff that's got to be squashed. It's got to be mashed. And to do it, you got to have this big, giant stone that's heavy. And it says here that it would be better if you cause someone else to stumble. It'd be better for you if you took this millstone and throwed it around your neck and just jumped into the ocean in the deepest part and let it pull you down and drown you. And I tell you what, that is serious, serious talk. This is from our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is not talking about little children as much here as he is talking about men and women, believers who have humbled themselves like children. They have childlike faith. And what I mean by that, if God said it, that's a fact. If it's in God's Word, that's the way it is. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't do anything with it. If God said it, that's good enough for me. That is the kind of faith that I'm talking about. If he said it, it must be true. You know, I've been preaching here at Common Ground for going on 9 months. And God just spoke to me this week, and it was pretty hard because the questions that he made me ask myself, am I the same man that I was 9 months ago? Am I the same person that I was 9 months ago? Have I grown more like Christ? Do I love more like Jesus loves? Have I grown to be more like Him? And another, God asked, are we still seeking Him and loving Him more? Is our walk with Jesus closer than it was 9 months ago? These are tough questions I had to ask myself. Had to think about it really hard because, you know, not every day are we perfect Christians, are we? Not every day would, in every single day that we walk, could someone look at us and say, man, that guy must be a Christian. Because do we act like it all the time? Do we exude Christ from our body? I mean, does it just flow out of us like it should? When people look and hear you talk and they look at you and they're around you and they go, there's something different about that person. Something that they've got that I don't have, and I would really like to find out what that is. You know, this is the time of year that we're spending a lot of time buying Christmas presents, getting that perfect gift. Of course, none of y'all been shopping, right? Nobody's bought any gifts. Nothing. No. So you're going to wait till the last week and then try to get it all done, right? Uh-huh. Rushing around and trying to find what scraps is left on the shelf after everybody else has done it. I mean, you may be one of those that said, oh, I'm going to be smart this year. I'm going to get on the internet. And I'm going to buy all my gifts on the internet, and then I don't have to worry about it. You know what? Just like the band was talking about, and Brad was talking about in his cowboy logic, Christmas isn't about buying gifts. Christmas isn't about getting that perfect gift that just puts a smile on your face. Yeah, we want to buy gifts. Yes, we want that because it's an important part of Christmas for us. But we need to really remember what Christmas is all about. It's not about the gifts. It's about helping others and showing others Christ's love. Making sure that someone else doesn't go without. Making sure that here we are looking at maybe getting anywhere from 5 to 20 gifts. Only God knows what you're going to be getting for Christmas. And this person may not even, over here, may not even be able to get a good meal. This is what I'm talking about. Helping others. You know, this world that we live in is getting real skeptical about us Christians. They think when we're trying to help someone, that when we try to offer, that we really want something, that we're not really honest, that we want something from them. This world doesn't trust us anymore like they used to. I look at those front doors coming into the church, and for a lot of folks, that is a scary sight, is to come in to God's house and worship. It's a scary thing. It's as scary as a wild horse going through a narrow gate, or a group of wild cows, and you got just a little bitty funnel, and you're trying, just an open gate. There's no funnel, there's no nothing. But you're trying to shove them, you're trying to push them, you're trying to get them through that narrow gate. That's what those doors are like for a lot of folks. What are we doing to make it easier? Can we bust out the walls and make the doors bigger? Well, you know, we could open up these doors and it would still be just as scary. We are called as Christians to be different than other folks that are in this world. How close have we come to being really different? When you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, there's no one there but you, and you look in the mirror, what do you see? I tell you, some mornings, you can't hardly look at yourself, can you? You just really don't want to look at that person. Are we really, really different? You know, some mornings we might not be different. But on an average, if you are different on all other days, if you're, those days outline and outdo the others, you are starting to go onto that path of growth, being more like Christ. You know, but if you're not, it's not too late for us to change. It's not too late for Christ to start living through us. It's not ever too late to show others Christ's love. Because, you see, Christmas is more than Santa Claus and his reindeer. It's all about Christ in his birth. His birth changed the world forever. It's never, ever going to be the same because he was born. And his death and resurrection sealed it for all of us so that we never, ever have to worry about going to hell. It's a free gift. Jesus loved us so much. That's what Christmas is about. He loved us so much that he was willing to die for us. God loved us so much that he let his son be born in a manger for us. Jesus has changed the world forever. Let's don't leave Jesus out of Christmas. Don't take Christ out of Christmas this year. Find someone and help them. All you have to do is ask. God will reveal it. Find someone and show others what Christ has done for you in your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, just thanking you for your many blessings. We thank you for this day. We thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is here speaking to us this morning, Father. Thank you for making it possible for us, Father, to enjoy Christmas this year. Thank you that you sent your Son, Lord, to be born in a manger for us, and that through his death and his resurrection, Lord, we all can spend eternity with you. That ultimate gift of Jesus that we all enjoy, Father, let us never forget it and the sacrifice it took for us to get it. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. I want to welcome all of you here to Common Ground Cowboy Church. It's a beautiful day outside. I know it might be raining, but it's good here. Inside is nice, and it's good to be in an air-conditioned place. I mean, where I came from, we were in a tent. I went by the old church there this past week there in Magnolia, and it's amazing what God does. God made that tent that those folks worshiped in last 4 years. 4 years, y'all. The very Sunday, here just a couple of Sundays ago, they moved into the church. The very next week, it ripped from the bottom all the way to the top. God held that thing together. It amazed me when I sit there and I looked at that tent and I thought, man, God held that thing together till perfect time. To the perfect time when they moved out, and then it just collapsed into this pile of garbage. And it was no longer worth anything but just a bunch of cloth. It just spoke to my heart. It spoke to my heart about the power that God has, even on an old, worn-out tent. Just think what He can do here at Common Ground Cowboy Church.